Well, I was going through with Penn State football. It's the depth that is the big, big part of this. And, you know, it's very difficult to negotiate an entire season and have the same team that you started with. And I've always said one of the keys to a good training camp is, can you get through the first 2.5 weeks and have the same people you started with? That's always important. And so it begins today, and now we're going to find out, because you're not going to get better unless you're out there. You're just not. As a team and as an individual, you're just not. And when you look at the four defensive ends like Sutton, Chop, Adisa Isaac, Amin Vanover, I mean, wouldn't hurt if a fifth guy emerged there just to have him there. I think they've got as many as 6 defensive tackles they can play. I think adding Alonzo Ford helped, but they got, you know, Nakeem Beeman, a Durant to go with. I mean, the unquestioned leader to me is Devon Ellis, both emotionally, physically. You know, Kazai Izzard coming back adds to that depth. Jordan Vandenberg. I mean, I just rattle off 6 names there. I think it'll all play. And you're going to be in, as we mentioned with Alex, a lot of sub-packages. Well, Penn State has versatility with its sub-packages. I'm going to be interested to see, there are people that are the known entities. That's why when I look at starters, I don't look at 11. I look at the 11 that opened the game. All right? But there's, Penn State has as many as, I don't know, 14 more guys that can play on defense. And I look at all of them in my mind as starters, because there'll be a point in the second quarter where they've mixed all these guys, and there'll be points at like the end of the third quarter, critical part of the game, where other guys are in. That's why I look at them as starters in their own way. But when I look at KJ Winston, Zaki Wheatley, Reed, Ellis, those safeties, Mekhi Flowers. But I'm interested to see what Dakari Nelson does. I'm interested to see what King Mack does. I'm interested to see what Elliot Washington does. I'm interested to see what Lamont Payne does. Tony Rojas, Tamir Robinson, the Kavion Keys, the kid from Virginia. Interesting to see how some of those guys, whether they can push their way in someplace and be a part of this. That'll be important. The offensive line's a little more difficult for guys like Williams and Birchmeyer. It's more difficult to do that. Doesn't mean they can't. So that's something I'll watch with them, is how much better are they now than when I saw them in the spring, where you saw that they have really good physical traits, but they've got a ways to go. And sometimes you can close that gap. I want to see how much of the gap they've closed, because they're obviously talented, but how much of a gap have they closed? A Vega Ioane, a J.B. Nelson. Both of them have come on. And then what do you want to do with Drew Shelton? You got Caden Wallace there. Everything's a competition. You're competing every day. That's why when James was asked about Allery, he says, look, I said, this is the first time you really had a quarterback competition in years. He goes, no, we have competition every year. And if you're not promoting competition in your room and you have people assuming that they have jobs, I don't know if you are getting the best out of them. Now, there's some people that do perform well when there's a comfort level to it. I will give you that. No question. I will give you that. But so you want to make sure, like, for example, all right, there is a luxury that the great fans have where they can make assumptions. They can look at the full breadth of the season, think about what a record is. Because that's part of the fun of being a sports fan. And we were talking about the Astros in the first half hour. And Matt saying, hey, you know, they're saying they're the favorite. Come on. I think that was the exact quote, wasn't it?
Close enough.
Yeah. But that's the glory of fandom, where you can do something like that. That is the glory of even in media, where you can do something like that. But if you're a coach, and I've kind of taken this mantle on as a broadcaster because I've been around it every day for a long time, you get to start thinking the way they think and why they think that way. If you're the coach, you can't assume your starter. Okay? The players tell you who the starter is. The players tell you who should be playing and who should not be playing. And you allow them organically through performance to confirm what people are assuming or make you rethink what you're seeing. Now, let's face it, 9 times out of 10, what the assumption is on personnel going in by the fans, the media, and so forth, it's probably pretty close. But it's that 1 time out of 10 where you sit back and go, okay, that 1 time out of 10 where somebody else just tells everybody, you know, in certain terms, I should be the guy. Okay.